Sarah McLachlan has a new release. I'll pause here for shouts of joy. It's her eighth. It's called Shine On, and here's the first track, In Your Shoes. This song is an anthem to laying down footprints, walking in your own shoes. It's dedicated to Malala Yousafzai, the young Pakistani activist who survived a shooting. But maybe the whole work is about trying to follow the footprints left by someone else. Sarah McLachlan's father died in 2010. There are at least two songs dedicated to him. She had other setbacks. Her Lilith Fair revival failed. She made some tough business changes. But she found a new love, former NHL star Jeff Courtnall. Let's catch up with Sarah McLachlan. She's out with her first work in 4 years and joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I am fantastic, thanks. It's great to be here.
Well, judging by the CD, that would be true. But it's been sort of a rough 6 years. A divorce from your husband, Ashwin Sood. You have two children.
Separated from my management and record company of 24 years, lost my father, all those male anchors, bye-bye.
Yeah,
all at once.
You know the list. Why am I telling
you? Lots of changes. I'm not necessarily discussing those in the song so much, but the passing of my father, there's a bunch of songs in there for him, about him. There's also a lot of songs about parenting. And the terrors and joys of that as well. And also of hope, of the possibility of new love.
Is Brink of Destruction something that reflects this new place, this new love?
Yes, absolutely.
What a title.
Coming Through Slaughter had already been used. Do you know that Michael Adaje book?
Yes, yes.
I love that title. I just think I actually abuse that phrase too much. But I think that, myself and my partner, we've both gone through so much. He's gone through way more than I have. And to be able to come out on the other side and recognize that there is hope and the possibility to have love in your life again like that, it's a wondrous thing after being in the dark for so long.
The storm's gone.
It's pulling back from the brink of destruction. It's not describing your love.
Exactly. It's, I like to, of course, as you know, bring in a little bit of darkness. And I like that, we talk about coming back from the brink of destruction.
Right.
You're right. And obviously, I'm a huge proponent of love. Love is a many splendored thing. It's incredible. The opportunity of new discovery of that has made a profound impact.
Boy, do you ever sing about that in Flesh and Blood. It's just
primal.
Back away from your radios, people, and let's just listen.
Logic escapes me.
So there's hope, there's new love, but there is this terrible loss. I think we're ready to hear the song for your father.
I wish that I could tell you, it's to you that I would run. You are the place that I could always rest my head when my world had come undone. I've been wrestling with my demons, telling me I have no choice. How I wish that I could lean upon you now. It's the chaos and the noise. Your light buried the dark. one stare, unwavering heart.
Okay, you're killing me. What's that like for you to listen to?
It's sweet. It's bittersweet. It reminds me of him. I mean, I wrote that song as an homage to him, to what he meant to me. And I got to understand what he was for me after he was gone, which is a little bit sad as well, although I feel like I did get to tell him everything. And I had the luxury of spending most of the last 18 months of his life with him because I was home and not working. So just being with him and spending time with him and getting to say everything I wanted to say was a real gift. And, you know, and also the recognition of that unconditional love and understanding that that rarely happens. And there's very few people in life who you can depend upon in that way. And that I was now that person for my two daughters.
Yeah. Well, so your dad infuses this, as does a new love, as we said, and this sense of moving forward. What do you want to do? Is there something on Sarah McLachlan's list? That's sort of
illumination, transcendence. I mean,
short of that.
I look at life as a constant evolution. And my goal is to suck the marrow out of every single day. And every day is a new opportunity, a new chance to begin again. And that's sort of why I wanted to call this record Shine On. The songs are a reflection of the past 6 years, little postcards of stories of where I was at emotionally. So I was ready to finish the songs, ready to put it out there to the world.
Well, and we want to hear some more of them. But first, we wanted to just ask you about an experience, well, just about everyone has. We get up and we feel great and we're, you know, just ready to go out and conquer the day. And then we turn on the TV and we hear this.
In the arms of the angel.
Oh, dear.
And there they are.
And then there are those poor puppies and kittens. Oh, it's brutal.
It's
I know.
Just brutal.
It's heart-wrenching, but you know that ad generated over $30 million for the ASPCA, so...
But how do you feel
Even
about...
though it's incredibly... I can't watch it. I turn the channel. I can't take it. It's painful, but I guess that's why it works so well.
Well, I suppose we have to both thank you and blame you for that.
Well, it's funny because people assume I'm such a Debbie Downer, and, you know, and I live in the dark with candles and write poetry, but I'm a pretty happy person. But it's you know, I love being able to help.
And it's okay to, I'm reading that you had to swear to people that you weren't going to go back to the darkness for the new CD, but there's nothing
wrong. But that's my happy place.
Exactly. We sort of need you to help us get to some of those, but to write songs about fathers who have passed. And
loss and suffering is a natural state of life. And I think so much of our dissatisfaction is wrapped up in trying to avoid it or trying to say, why is this happening to me? What you know, what singled me out to have to deal with this difficult thing? It's going to happen.
Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Sarah McLachlan, her new album is Shine On. Thank you so much for talking to us about it.
My pleasure.
To hear more songs from Sarah McLachlan's new album, Shine On, go to hearandnow.org. Jeremy, I know you cry when you see that commercial for animals, too.
Everyone does.
Everyone
Those
does.
Sad puppies.
Here and Now. Well, respond. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Mourning all the things I lost, the debts I couldn't pay. But I
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with A World of Glass, claymation videos set to hypnotic music by artists Natalie Jurberg and Hans Berg, ICABoston.org.